Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me in the studios here in Vermilion are two University of South Dakota students, Courtney Bickley and Abby Wolschlager. They're both seniors at the University of South Dakota Beacom School of Business and took first place a couple weeks ago at the 2019 Innovation Expo Student Pitch Competition in Sioux Falls. And your product, well, first, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate the two of you coming in. And so I know that there's a lot you can't tell me about your product because you're still trying to get your patent and everything. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the philosophy behind your product. So just kind of give me your pitch. How's that?
Yes. So as a runner myself and Abby, we're like both active individuals. Not sure if you guys are all familiar with the Molly Tibbetts case, but mm-hmm. It was one that really hit close to home for us. She was just out running in the middle of the afternoon when she vanished and was found murdered in a cornfield, which she was found almost a month later. Mm-hmm. So that was really scary, just really eye-opening that anything could happen. She had her cell phone on her, but of course she didn't have time to react. So I wanted to find a solution to help prevent this problem from happening. So like I said, being a runner myself, it's easy. And I wanted something that was easy for someone to access in a time of trouble. So I decided to come up with a small device that could just be worn on a sports bra or put in your waistband that you could manually alert authorities with.
A push of the button,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a life alert for senior citizens, but this is for runners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. And I just wanted, I just want people to have peace of mind. Let them enjoy being active by themselves and not always having to be worried or paranoid about what could happen.
Or who to tell, what route you're going to run, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you came up with this idea, a solution to a problem. And then you bring it to your friend here, and what happens next? Walk me through the process.
Well, we actually knew each other from previous classes. We've been in a bunch of classes together. We've had many projects that we've worked on together, and so we actually started this together. Mm-hmm. She had the idea from last year, a class that we took together, and we just brought it into this year in another class. And so we've just been working on it together from the start, and it's kind of just taken off after this expo.
So what happens? So it's, the product is called Safe Run.
Yes,
correct. It's a small device. Have you made a prototype?
Mm-mm.
It's still in the idea side of things.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're working on now, just mm-hmm. getting that patent approved to be able to go on the next step to talk to more people about it, just protecting ourselves and our idea before we really expose it out there, if that makes sense.
Yep. So you made the pitch. You were at this Innovation Expo. You did your student pitch, and then what happened?
There were a lot of great investors and just entrepreneurs there themselves. So afterwards, it was just kind of
nice to talk to them and get their advice and their contacts, and they helped us get in contact with a bunch of different other people that mm-hmm. would be super beneficial in the future.
So it's the networking.
Yes.
But networking that you're not quite ready to tap into?
We kind of have started.
Yeah.
Just the little phases, who am I supposed to contact in terms of the patent? I don't know. Mm-hmm. A lawyer? Okay, so now I'm talking to a lawyer. That makes sense now, but we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole technology side of things. I don't have a background in technology.
I don't either.
So we're
going to need some help on that mm-hmm. part. But
to actually create the product.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So you're seniors. Mm-hmm. And what, before you won this, what was your plan moving forward when you graduate in May?
So I mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure, but
okay, and this is Abby.
Yes,
we're just going to, okay.
I'm an entrepreneurship major and a marketing minor, so I think I'm going to try to combine those two, otherwise maybe more so with the marketing side of it, at least for right now. But I'm not sure where I'm going after college. That's kind of still up in the air. I'm looking
well,
into a few different places.
Well, it's only October.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a little bit of time.
Yep. So I'm a business administration major, entrepreneurship minor. So I guess growing up with family business, kind of grew up around the whole entrepreneurship thing, wanting to do something on my own, not really wanting to work for anyone else, So yeah, I will move back home, kind of help out with that stuff, but I also want to see what I can do on my own.
Do you see this becoming a full business?
Yes.
That this
yeah.
would take off?
Mm-hmm. I think it definitely could.
Just like talking to people and like, who would have thought this idea would have like gone anywhere? You know, I just thought of it in a class for creativity mm-hmm. yeah. and then submitted it to the expo, and here we are talking about it.
Do you ever think, why hasn't somebody else thought of this product?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like the market, you know, like Garmin and Apple are all like the health side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of trying to take a different approach with that.
So this is the emergency side of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. you could fall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not always, you know, being kidnapped, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you could fall. You could have an injury. You could get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
Weird things can happen when you're out exercising.
Yeah,
right?
You never know.
Fall down, break your nose, whatever, right? So I'm wondering then, talk a little bit about your education at the Beacom School of Business at USD, and how are they preparing you? Obviously, if you had to have a creativity class, mm-hmm. you had to brainstorm, you have to come up with ideas. Do all ideas tend to escalate forward?
Well, we weren't actually in the same project in that creativity class. We got put into different groups, but my group didn't go forward with it. But whereas this, it just kind of happened in this next year in the same professor's class, different class, but same professor. And he remembered this product from last year, thought it was a really good idea, and told us that we should submit it to the Innovation Expo in Sioux Falls. And I'm glad that he did, because look yes. what happened out
so
of it.
So what does it mean to win? Were you did you win a prize, a cash prize?
We did win a cash prize. And then from there, like, it's just...
And now you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what do you see as what's next? What are your next steps?
Right now is really getting that patent figured out. There's so many little things that you have to include in that, and it has to be so formal. So that's... Mm-hmm.
Is that something you have to know how to do? Is that something you have to pay money for somebody to tell you what to do? And then how do you figure out who to trust in this process?
Right. So we have to think of, like, the main things we want. Like, do we want it to be so extraordinary and you have so many features, or do we want it to be basic right away? So that's kind of what we're trying to figure out right now.
Yeah.
And then you have to include that. You have to be so nitpicky about it that, like, the wording has to just be crazy. I don't know. But yeah, who do you trust? You just have to get in contact with those resources, and hopefully, like, they have used them before. So just like the networking side of things.
And do you have professors walking you on this journey, or are you just pretty much keeping everything kind of tight to your chest here?
Yes. So the same professor that we've talked about a little bit, Aaron Spencer, here on campus, he's the head of the entrepreneurship program here at USD, and we've been asking him some things. We got in contact after that expo. We got in contact with a few other professors from different universities, and we've been talking to them and asking them their advice as well. So it's definitely a team effort, but we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
And do you see the actual construction of a device like this happening at the university level? Do you see using young engineering students to kind of help you move this, or do you want to just kind of do it all by yourself?
I believe there's potential for both. I think it'd be beneficial to have someone that has that expertise, just knowing, like, all the licensing that you have to get approved, like, what's needed. But, yes, college, like, I'm open for anything. I don't know anything about technology. So just, you know, being introduced to it would be very helpful.
Could this does it need to be a device, or could it just become an app?
Well, the thing with it being an app is that the phone is something that the kidnapper, if they do get kidnapped, is going to take away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a device that you can easily hide, then it's less likely that they'll know that it's there or be able to get rid of it before it signals somebody.
And who do you see it signaling?
So through the app, we will be able to log some emergency contacts or the authorities.
Okay.
So when you get off by a certain amount or certain, like, distance, it'll alert.
So if I push
way.
This, or you're suddenly not on a route that you typically are or whatever, then it sends its own alert to however you program it
mm-hmm.
to go.
Huh. Correct. Yeah.
Huh. That's really interesting. So, next steps, you got to go to Fargo for another conference. Do you see continuing and being put in front of other people and pitching this and competing more with this idea?
Mm-hmm. I think just right now we just need to keep building off of what we have.
Once we get a patent, we can look into like more competitions and more like investor pitches and that kind of thing, I think. But as of right now, we're kind of at a standstill almost, waiting for that patent, but that's all right as well.
Because you can't go forward until you're protected.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So other projects that you're working on, or is this your number one priority in school?
This is the number one.
So you get to work on this during all of your classes, or do you have to do boring schoolwork too?
Oh, no, not all of the classes, just the one.
Just the one class.
Oh, and that's entrepreneurial studies, is that, or what is the class?
It's new venture planning and development is the class that we're in right now.
And so does your professor often come to you and just say, use you as examples, or are there other students with some really cool ideas too?
Yeah, there are students with some very great ideas. Most of them, some of them are just like starting like little.
Like there's a boutique starting, there's a clay pottery making one that's starting in my class. We're actually in separate class periods, but same project. Mm-hmm. So
One's like a pheasant lodge a student's trying to do, an ice cream shop down by the dam in Yankton.
No.
So
then like a wedding venue or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so your philosophy in the minute or so that we have left, your philosophy on what it means to be an entrepreneur, that you're kind of learning the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot that we have learned just in the, like, last 3 weeks.
Yes, it's been crazy these last few weeks.
But literally just putting our head down and keep striving, really, as keep digging.
Do you, are you planning to stay partners?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'll be doing more of the marketing and creativity side of it, and she'll do... Well, she came up with the original idea, so she's obviously the founder, but she'll be doing the founder, the CEO, that kind of stuff, but yeah.
Wow. At what, 21?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for fitting me into your schedule last minute. I really appreciate you taking time and coming on the program today.
Yes. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.